Han Esther.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
We'll wait another minute before we start. Rosh Chodesh Kislev for the year 5778, Tav Shin Ayin Chet, is on the evening of November 18th until the sunset of November 19th. The actions you do on this ninth day of Nisan in the year 5777 will impact either positively or negatively the month of Kislev in the year 5778. Today, the evening of April 4th to the sundown on April 5th, this is the day that your actions will impact the month of Kislev. Our first step is to look at the appropriate order of the name of Hashem, and also the name of Eshiyeh, appropriate permutation. So we will start with that. The appropriate permutation is Vav Yud Hey Hey, Yud Aleph Hey Hey. And please join me in saying these letters using their root vowels. Why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey. 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 Why, oh, hey, hey, yo, the next step will be to join us in saying the Ana B'Koach, and we will stop at the second verse. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev, the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of justice, the planet of righteousness, and the Samach, that created the constellation Keshet, which is the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Some say that the Keshet is the rainbow, some say it's the bow, and some say it's the arrow. The Samech and Gimel together has a gematria of 63. And this is the same gematria of the tetragrammaton of Hashem's name when spelled out with the appropriate letters. This is a number that relates to the Sephirah of Bina, which is called the energy store, the location where you store your energy for use when you need it. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava sham rem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin barchem tacharem rachame sitkacha tamid gam lem Betetresh, Saditaf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Birov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Het Dunayim. Yachid Geh, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata. Yud Gimulamed Peis Sayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. And the eighth verse of the Anava Koach we say in a whisper. Our next step is to become more familiar with the relationships as taught by the Sefer Yetzirah. The tribe for the month of Kislev is the tribe of Benjamin. And we discussed Benjamin extensively yesterday. Even though the tribe that we utilize from the Sefer Yetzirah is the tribe of Menashe. Was that a mistake? Actually, there's never mistakes. There's just longer journeys and shorter journeys. So if it was a mistake, it's upon my head, not yours. But I don't think it was a mistake because I know the process is always correct. The sense during the month of Kislev is about sleep, about dreaming. It's not about those words in the same meaning as we use them in our lives today. We go to sleep. Sometimes we always dream, but sometimes we remember those dreams. These words in the context of the Sefer Yetzirah are using the word sleep in the sense of the, I believe it's a Latin word, dormita, which is sleep that is rendered through anesthesia or its equivalent through meditation. Sleep where you calm your mind and you build a fence to keep the thoughts out, where you have created this space where you can be creative, where you can learn how to be creative. These are the dreams, the prophetic style dreams, that we can receive, that we can cause. The controller is the belly, the stomach. This is the center area, the center column. Yet the month of Kislev has to do with fire. It's a fire sign. Keshet is a fire sign. How does that get you to central column? And that's the paradox of the month of Kislev, where the second half of the month is more positive than the first half of the month. Both halves are positive. But in all other Hebrew months, the first half of the month is more positive than the second half. This is all part of this paradox built in to the month of Kislev. We will now, the next step is to listen to the offering as read from the Torah. And it takes me a minute or two to get it set up. Before we start the reading, we say two blessings. The first blessing has to do with the words of Torah, and the second blessing has to do with the manifestation of those words in our soul, so that we can choose and actually become a living Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok ba'Torah.
Ayomo anhi navi prime virani avilan v'midoni tomano sa'arashkeh
names Avidan Ben Gidoni. And the tribe of Benjamin. The tribe of Benjamin. As we discussed yesterday, the tribe of Benjamin has the meaning of the son of the right. And the energy verse associated with that name Bnei Leah Bekor Yaakov Ruven Veshimon Velevi Veyehuda Veyisaskar Vezebulun. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Shimon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. So you can see that Benjamin has a relationship to the sons of Leah, the six tribes. Benjamin has a relationship. Benjamin being connected to Kislev and also to Heshvan is related or is involved. It's a manifestation of the first 6 months of the year, which goes from Nisan through Elul. The name of the Nasi, Avidan. This name translates in a number of ways. One is God is my father, or my father's judgment, or my father is just. The blessing associated with this name is Eli Hashem. My God is a God of mercy. The word is Bina, which translates as understanding. It's one of the Sefirot. Another word is Va'ani, and I. Another word is Vayakala, and to be completed. And the phrase Ki Havel or Hevel. If Hevel, Abel, for Abel. And the Shoresh is a connection to the word Ben. Excuse me, I got confused. One of the Shoreshes, Din, meaning judgment. And another one is Av, father. The energy verses associated with Avidan. There are 92 of them. 92 energy verses is an indication of the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds, Zerantin and Malchut. One of these verses, Eile b'nei atzer bilchon v'zeon v'yaken. These are the children of Azer, Bilhan, and Za'avan, and Akan. And the name Gidoni has the meaning of being lacking luck, poor luck. Its word, Mitsu, translates as his find. The phrase, Lakal Havahama, to all the animals. Actually, I should pronounce that, Lakal Havahama, to all the animals. If Shorash Ani, Ayin Nun Yud, relates to poorness, lack. Another Shorash is Gid. Luck, when spelled in the reverse, it means dog, fish. Gimel Dalet Ayin means to cut off, to lop off, to destroy, to break into pieces. And the knowledge of three. This is the an additional shoresh to the name Gidoni. Energy verses for the name Gidoni. There are 20, which we know relates to the shekel. We know that 20 also relates to the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of returning light. Ger v'toshev anochi amichem tanu li achazet kavar amichem. The Ahvara Miaiti Milfani. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of sight. This verse was what Abraham spoke to the children of Ephraim. Or maybe it was spoken to the group around Ephraim. And an energy verse for the full name of Avidan ben Gidoni. There are 172 of these verses. Et ha-keni keni ve-et ha-kanazi ve-et ha-kadamani. The Kenite and the Kenizzite and the Kadmonite. Avidan ben Gidoni brought the same physical offering as all of the other Nasim, the princes, but his consciousness was different. So when he brought the silver bowl weighing 130 shekels, his consciousness was that the Hebrew word for bowl is cognate. It sounds like the word for chief. And it refers here to Rachel, who was the chief wife of Jacob and the mother of Joseph and Benjamin, as well as all of the tribes. The 130 was representing Jacob, when Benjamin was born, he was 100 years old. And then Benjamin was 30 years old when he came down to Egypt. Thus, 130. He brought a basin weighing 70 shekels. The Hebrew word for basin is mizrach. And that is the same thing as a goblet, which Joseph used to test his brothers' righteousness over Benjamin while in Egypt. Were they going to treat Benjamin the same way they treated Joseph? The 70 shekels alludes to the wine that Joseph drank with his brothers after the test about Benjamin. Yayin, the Hebrew word for wine, has the numerical value of 70. He brought a gold ladle weighing 10 shekels. The Midrash does not explain Benjamin's idea of the ladle itself, but it does say that the 10 alludes to the 10 sons of Benjamin, who went with him to Egypt. He brought a young bull as an ola, as a burnt offering. And this is alluding to the first temple built in the territory of Benjamin by King Solomon. He brought a ram as a burnt offering. And this refers to the second temple, also built in the territory of Benjamin by Ezra the scribe. And he brought a sheep in the first year as a burnt offering. And this burnt offering alludes to the third temple that will be built in the territory of Benjamin by King Mashiach. He brought a goat as a sin offering. And this alludes to the edifice that was built by Herod, as he was a sinful king, and it was intended by him to atone for having slain Israel's sages. He brought 17 animals as a peace offering, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle were an allusion to the 2 kings who came out of Benjamin, Shaul and Ishbosheth. An alternative explanation, an allusion to the 2 redeemers who came from that tribe, Mordechai and Esther. You have here 3 varieties of 5, each corresponding to the 3 advantages that Benjamin received, in each of which 5 is mentioned. They are as follows. Number 1, Benjamin's portion was 5 times so much as any of theirs. 2, to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 changes of clothing. And the third was when Mordechai, who hailed from Benjamin, attained to the privilege of wearing 5 royal garments, as written in the scroll of Esther. I also will remind you, if you have not yet seen 2 budding fruit trees, that we need to, or it's recommended to, rush to do each mitzvah. The earliest that you can do the mitzvah of blessing the fruit trees, which you can do once a year, is done in the month of Nisan, is the earliest that we can do it. So please keep looking for those 2 fruit trees for you to see them. And the Yehi Ratzon, the English translation, may it be your will, Hashem, Our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah in the order of the offering of Avidan ben Gidoni, the seal of the tribe of Benjamin, his offering which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar. And may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names which come from the initial letters and the final letters from this holy scripture as it is stated. May we compensate for the full offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all the holy sparks and all the holy lights, which are included in the holiness of this tribe, and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah, and fear you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, we and our children, and our children's children. And while the literal meaning of those words is clear, it also refers to the incarnations, the three incarnations that each soul is given an opportunity to complete its tikkun. Hashem will then be king over the entire world. On that day, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Accept our cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen. That completes our control ritual for the month of Kislev. Does anyone have any questions? Classes today at 4:30 West Coast time. We will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers series. Tomorrow on Thursday at 8 a.m., we will take control over the month of Tevet. And at 4:30, we will have a class in advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class, completing Section 5. On the Parasha of Tzav. And always remember, to accept a command is to give up your free will. You can do the command based on your personal choice without giving up free will. But if you do it because you are commanded, it is considered idol worship. Shalom to all. I hope you all have a beautiful day.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hoda.